Hello.
Oh, hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's not George. It's Andres, the guy that's authorized. But I forgot to call you. But I'm already... I got a message from you guys, and it just infuriated me because that's... We had a phone with Home Advisor.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was saying, oh, you guys were overcharged and this and that, and he agreed with all the charges and that are not right. And I told him, look, after the 2 months, what happened? He said, well, if you want to continue, then continue paying the service. I said, we're not going to pay any more past the 2 months if it doesn't turn out. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
We didn't get the mail. I mean, I know you guys sent it. We didn't get that code that you guys needed from Google. But you guys did send some jobs. I mean, I'm impressed with the way you guys do your advertising. But the
okay.
thing, we have a, but we're going to have to pause that until after the first month of next year because the plans have changed. We decided to use the ad for a different type of, advertiser. It wasn't the right time for what we were going to get into. Now,
okay.
We need to not see those charges on his account. But I need to know what happens. I'm telling you that we can get back started like in February, but we're gonna make sure we get that code. I'm talking to him about getting a different box or just for the business.
Yeah.
That way I can check it. And like I said, I'm impressed how you guys were patient and you guys stayed on top of things and you guys have an excellent staff, but I'm just not going to, we're going to have problems if we have disagreements on the payment. I mean, I almost feel like I got lied to. You said that there's a recording. I might be wrong, but I remember I told the guy specifically, this is not my money. I'm only authorized to do certain things. And I'm going to look bad if we started having those extra charges or hidden charges. So we're gonna have to straighten that out.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that were acknowledged with an e-signature, you
mm-hmm.
guys agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 2nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance, and that's that December 2nd charge that we're having trouble with. So if you want to, you know, once this settles, go on a seasonal hold and pause the billing for a couple months, all of that can be done, but we can't do a pause while there's a past due balance on the account. So I want to let you know one thing I can do to help you out a little bit is I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. Okay. So that'll save you $50 off the past due balance. And then you have an option where of the $249, $100 goes to Facebook ads. So if your intention is just to go on a pause for a couple of months, I don't think you would need that extra batch of Facebook ads. And if I took those off, that would lower your amount to $149. Okay?
Okay.
And
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's much better.
And then
you can go on a seasonal hold for up to 90 days. So once I get that December 2nd payment for $149, we can pause January, February, and March, and you can reinstate in April. Or you can reinstate sooner, of course, if you wanted to.
And that sounds very doable. And the other thing is that you know we're just like everyone. We got affected by the inflation this year, and then you're talking about December where you guys celebrate Christmas and all this. So listen, I'm gonna hit a bad area, so we're gonna lose the phone call.
Okay.
See, that's what I like about you guys. You guys have a solution right away. You don't stay stuck on ripping myself like Home Advisor.
Of course, I like to.
I don't even know why they're still in business. You know?
Yeah,
I don't even know why they're still in business.
Company, I really do.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And So let me so of course I got to run this by him. It's going to happen.
Okay.
And that's a good option. And then that way I can gather up stuff, for how I'm going to run, want exactly the other advertising to go and what I want on it. And I'll work on it on now that these days are going to slow down where I'm going to have more time.
Yeah.
Now let me see. Here's one issue. And I understand how you got to pass on different things to different departments and stuff like that.
Yes.
But, how should I say this? Okay. Kind of my thoughts slipped on my head. Okay, why don't we get on the phone back on Friday? We're gonna be on the road, and I'll be able to handle all this.
Okay, you want to talk the same time Friday or a little bit earlier in the day?
Earlier. We're gonna hit the road about 5 a.m, and that's too early for you guys. That's 3 o'clock, you guys. But you can call me. I don't know when you get into the office, 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
you can call
I come
me around
in
10,
at
11.
7 o'clock Pacific, I think, which is 10 o'clock your time. So absolutely, I'll set
We're only
it
2 hours. We're only
oh,
2 hours.
Oh, so you'll
tonight.
Be 9
yeah.
o'clock. Do you want me to call yeah. you at 9 or 10? What's easier?
Anytime after 9 in the morning. I'll be in the – give me a call after 10 in the morning.
After 10. Okay, that will be on
yeah.
Friday. Okay. Yeah, so we have a really good game plan. So I'll put some notes
okay.
in here that
awesome.
We're doing the 149, and then after that we'll do the seasonal pause.
Okay.
One thing I want to let you know, since you said
huh?
that you would talk to George about getting a different box for the PIN verification code,
yeah.
Google will reject an address if it's a P.O. box or if it's a mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store. So
unfortunately,
it has to be a physical address that they can send
well,
that code to.
Well, then you guys have to figure out how you're going to send it, because unfortunately, I live in a town where we don't get our mail. It's a small town, so you got to go to P.O. Box. There's not a person that gets their mail.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so you're more rural, right?
I'm very rural.
Very
and
rural.
I live in an agricultural and ranching part of the... We're the number two beef producers in the country, so...
So doesn't the post office know, though, like if someone sends something
you know,
to 513 Northeast 3rd Street, don't they know,
you know
which
you know
box
what?
That belongs to?
Let me tell you something about the difference in California, because I'm from California. I was born and raised in San Pedro. I'm from Alameda County. I lived in Orange County.
Oh, wow.
I did a lot
difference.
Of work in Orange County.
yeah.
I did a lot of Orange County, when Irvine was considered the fastest growing city in the nation.
Yep.
I did good. It's just that the reason why I left is I started hitting jail and prison so many times, and then so I changed my scene. But
oh, good for
okay,
you.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I feel bad for myself too because it's like shit. I can't get used to it. I've been out of California 9 years and I can't get used to it, man. I feel like I'm gonna pick up one day and just head back. But,
I know what you're talking about, because my daughter went to school in Oklahoma, but she went to Norman, so it wasn't super rural over
no, that's
there.
A good,
yeah,
yeah. And it's like, and I don't know what time she went, but right now Oklahoma's trying to be that fastest, and they're probably are the fastest growing city or in the nation right now. They're putting a lot of money
goodness.
Into it. But I'm
wow.
3 hours away from the city, so or 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But trust me, when we go, we try to stay there the night and do 2 days. And but we're gonna have a subject. you're creating more nostalgia for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
yeah, San Pedro's nice.
Yeah.
They have that great fish market out there on the water.
And
you
know
go.
What?
Yeah, that place is great.
I grew up a few blocks from there, and then when I was actually gonna start. I made an awesome ceviche, and I was
oh,
there.
Wow.
Yes. And actually, I left because I thought I'm going to go make some money up in Texas. I had a brother in
yeah.
Texas, and I said, I'm going to, you know how everything costs money up. They deck you for everything.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to get out there. That the SBDC said, hey, we're ready for you to open up a restaurant or a food truck. And they said, so, You reached the point where, like, that's it. That's the next step. So I said, I'll be back.
But wow.
Unfortunately, like, unfortunately, how cold is that? Unfortunately, I met a woman that's also from California and et cetera, and I ended up marrying her, and then we moved out to Oklahoma.
Wow, what a neat story. That's a really neat. Well, hey, it's not too late. Maybe you can do your food truck in Oklahoma one day, you know, or maybe you'll come back. So.
But people eat pork and beef out here, you know. But
it's not ceviche and sushi land and pokies.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. So what's the secret, since you lived right down the street from there, to go when it's not busy? Because last time we went, the crowd was so ridiculous to get in that we ended up leaving. We're like, we'll come back a different day.
There is no secret. Just get out there. Just call and see what time they start serving the food. And it may not be the time you want. I like crowds. I love the ambience. But after we run out of food.
Yeah, because I saw like this big tent and all these security, and there was like a big line going to the back. So I went all the way to the front. I'm like, no, I just want to go into the restaurant. I thought that the people were lining up for like the whale watching cruises or something. But they're like, no, this is the line for the food. So.
Now let me ask you another question. Have you actually ate there?
Yeah, we've gotten lucky. I don't know if we went once or twice on a weekday where we had gotten lucky, where we had gone in. And what I like about it is they give you those big trays so you can pick like the shrimp or the fish or what you want. And then they cook it on those big trays with like the potatoes and the corn, and it's to die for. So you're right. You know, it's definitely worth the wait. I really wish that we stayed that day, because we ended up leaving and going to Lucille's, which is barbecue. Then I was thinking,
in Long Beach, in Belmont Shores?
No, we went to the one. Yeah, actually, we went to
Belmont
the one
Shores,
over there on 2nd Street. Yeah, over there on PCH and 2nd. That is Belmont Shores.
I actually was living there when I moved out of California.
You must miss the ocean.
Oh man, now you understand.
Yeah, because you were right by the beach, both places where you lived.
Yeah. And I remember the port when I was a kid. My dad used to sell shrimp cocktails, and I remember how it grew. You go there, and it's like going to Disneyland. You can only go there once, you know, a couple times a year or whatever. But
yeah,
but I mean, I discovered that to buy the fish and stay in business, you have to be there at 3 a.m. on, I think, Saturdays. And a pound of ahi cost $25-$30 a pound. I would get it for about $2.50 or $1.50, and I get to pick the fish I want.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Oh, I wonder if it's still that way.
Oh, yes, it is. It's been like that for years.
Wow.
Years. I mean, what was I going to say? And what happens is that they let them, the guys are actually unloading their boats right there most of the time. They just came from fishing. So you get a lot of the fresh stuff, and they get to make that cash. I think I've heard rumors that they don't have to pay taxes on that sale that they make.
Yeah, they probably don't. It's probably all under the table if people are paying them cash, you know.
Well, they're allowed to, you know, you're not going to get it. It's hard to get away from stuff like that over there where you're at.
Yeah.
So I think they're actually allowed to do that, but they're only open for about 3 hours.
Yep. Yeah, that's funny because we live closer to Newport Beach, and there's a little fisher area right by the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And we go more towards afternoon or evening, and it's always closed down by then. You have to go first thing in the morning if you want to get the fresh fish, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. So
I
know
it's all my life. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good for you.
Here it's like, it's not, people are not. The food is too bland for the American style out here, so it's changing. Oklahoma City is changing a lot. They're bringing their cultures and from everywhere, and they started that food truck, those food truck events too. They're believe me, they're trying everything that everybody else is trying, and it's working. But I live, like I said, 2.5 hours away from there. Well, listen, I have another issue in there that really pissed me off. Okay?
Yeah,
and maybe this is more my fault. The lady, when she said that her ad goes on Facebook, I said, look, I'm going to tell you something about social media. I don't social media.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it for a business thing. But you're going to have to show me how my name is not going to go on there, or I'm not my picture or my past profile or anything like that. I said,
okay.
I don't care about my old friends or nothing like that. If you're not in my life anymore, I mean, there's, I don't know how people stay in social media all day long, but I'm not into that.
Yeah.
She said, no, there's ways and this and that. I understand I wasn't there all the time to answer the phone call. But I mean, basically, my old profile came up, all the old people that when I did have the Facebook, when I tried it, and I don't want to associate with the business. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I don't want them to know that I'm on a Facebook account that's open 1-2 in the morning and just that I didn't log out. I'm not into that. I'll open it again with the business name and I'll manage it that way, but I don't want, how do they pull out my name? I mean, I put it under Gonzalez's, and because it's on my phone, there's my information that came out.
Yeah, now I don't set up the Facebook ads. All I do is call out for the failed payments, and I can get someone from that department to call you on Friday after we get this up to speed. But how I believe that it works, just from talking to that department on other accounts, is that if you come on board with us and you don't have a business Facebook, they'll create one for you, but they link it to your personal Facebook just so that if somebody sent a notification that it would get to you. So it's not like anybody knows that they're linked together from the Facebook account. It's only that it's linked together if a notification came in, you would still be able to retrieve it.
I'm not sure if you're correct, and I'm not sure, I can't prove you either way, but I remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but that's the way I believe that it works because of, like, I've talked to that department before on other accounts. But what were you saying about your cousin?
I think I got a couple messages, and it was my family in Mexico, and I was like, well, how do they know that I'm on social media? I don't social media. And that's when I started seeing them.
Oh, so before you had the business Facebook, you didn't even have a personal one?
I did, but that was years ago. That was maybe 7 years ago. And I got turned off by it right away because a couple of my friends got a hold of me. And then I saw their page, and it was like, they were them. There's an exaggeration, but it seemed like they were even putting, when they went to the bathroom, and it's like, it just turned me, it was like, this is ridiculous. Like,
yeah, you like to stay under the radar. You're like my son. He does that too. He's not on social media or anything. He doesn't like any of it. And social media is a weird thing because sometimes I'll go and run into somebody that I don't know that well, like an acquaintance or something. I've met them in the past, but I don't, and they know all about me and my family, and you just got back from here and there, and it's just weird, I'm like, that's so weird,
I got a girl, and this girlfriend got a hold of me, and that one was probably the only person that I was interested in, even just knowing how she was doing,
Yeah.
And then she, and I was like, well, how do you find time to do all this? I mean, everything you eat, everything you do from when you wake up, and I was like, I really don't care about all that. Like, I kind of feel offended that you're going to take my time just to tell me what you're doing, that you have some tacos or something like that,
Yeah.
I was thinking before you interrupted me.
Hey, I have kids that are in that age. My son is under the radar, but my three girls, they love posting on social media, and it actually just takes a second because they're so good at it. If they have some tacos and they want to post it, they take a picture, they put a little emoji on it, and boom, next minute it's just so weird. Like, they're, and sometimes I get mad at them. I'm like, why? Like we're getting out of the car, we're unloading groceries. Like, why do you have to take pictures now? You know, like at least wait till like you know we're all in a good mood or something. You know, but yeah, I can have that department look at your Facebook page once we get everything up to speed. But what I'm thinking is we'll take the Facebook ads off for now anyway, since I don't think you need that extra batch of ads if you're going to go off season. And that'll save you some money, right? And then, you know, in April, if you want to go back and keep it without the ads, we can set it up that way where you just reinstate at $149 and you never have the Facebook ads put back on. Or you might say, hey, this is our busy time, so we definitely want them in April. So we can set it up where they'll go back on in April. You know what I mean?
Well, so here's the thing about all that advertising. And it actually works, it's by demographic too, or because there's areas where people use one, like Yelp. A lot of people don't know what Yelp is, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, so here, to be honest with you, I think from what I've heard and everybody that finds something, they did it through the Facebook ad. So I don't think that the Facebook is a bad idea for that. Maybe I'll just have to get a different number or just continue my number.
Well, what I noticed, because I'm on your Facebook, it doesn't have your name or your personal number on here anyway.
It doesn't?
Okay. No, it just says Braham Tough Steel Buildings, LLC, and when I look at the phone number on there, it's our tracking number, the 580-303-7010. So if somebody was kind of like a stalker and they're searching you by your name or your phone number, it wouldn't be associated with this page. Matter of fact, I'll send this to you on a text so that you can see it.
Okay.
Nothing on here is showing your personal name or information. And it's not even showing any of George's information. It's just showing the business name.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a message saying that I needed to look into my account because somebody had requested, and maybe you know this, but it said somebody had requested, and whoever it was had permission, as maybe as a company, as a corporation or something, had permission to find out. Okay, let me put this in better terms, I've heard now, and I've heard it through my sister too, that works for a corporation that they actually, before you get hired, they look at all your social media, where you're at.
That's very true.
And so that's a permission that they only, that they have as a company or that the government allows them to get into. I probably can't pull out the same information that they can. Unless I was a hacker. So,
she's right. There's definitely employers that will look at social media before they hire someone for sure. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I let it go, but I should look into it and find out who was it.
Yeah.
But that's the good part that they alert you. They said that they requested a full background on the social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had granted them permission.
So, I see.
Yeah, but they told me that I had to contact them to find out, so they can tell me, because I guess by law I can find out, or they got to tell me who it was. And I didn't check into that, because that was kind of scary.
Yeah.
I haven't filled out any applications, because I worked for the same guy for 5 years since I got here.
Yeah.
I wonder who that was. Anyways.
If I were you and anybody asked to do something like that and you don't know who they are or where it originated from, I would definitely not even respond because there's a lot of scams going on. What if someone's saying they have to do a background check and next minute you're putting in all of your personal information and now they're, you know, stealing your identity or something, you know?
I always tell them, somebody said, aren't you going to do something about, I checked this website and there's a couple of people that had all my information. I guess they sold my information to someone that I was crossing the border that thought of using my identity, license and everything, you know? And I said, well, they're idiots because I'm on parole and I got warrants. I just showed you their apartment. It's showing where they live. I said, good luck. You're going to learn not to do that shit.
That's really funny.
I was like, and if you think you're going to take money, there's no money in my account.
Yeah, that is really funny. Well, you know, if you ever needed it, my daughter had gotten her personal information out there, and she's college age. And so I contacted one of the credit bureaus. I think it was Experian. And they all have it where if you think that your information got out there, they can put a credit freeze on your report for a year. And they do that for free. Uh-huh. So what it means now is that if anybody tries to pull credit using her social or anything, they're going to send her a notification so she can verify if it's legit or not. So I was happy to find out that they offer that as a free service because she put her information out there, and by the time I found out about it, it was too late. But luckily, we have that freeze on there now so that if anyone tries, you know, she'll get a notification about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so if you ever need it, you could do that.
It was more than one person that was using my information. I thought, that's funny. I said, good luck, man.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy what people are doing these days. So, yeah, and you know what I tell people, like, if you have any issues with your Facebook or your Google or your website or anything that's involved with what we're doing for you, you can always say, like, look, Local Splash is handling that. You have to talk to them. If they're a scammer, they're not going to talk to us because they know that they're a scammer, right? But it's a good way for you to kind of defer that information away from yourself and just let us deal with it, you know?
Yeah. No, you guys, because I am not, you know, it's like these kids are born with knowing how to type the keyboard already, and I'm not too savvy on it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy what they do. I work in a building full of technicians, so I know. Yeah, sometimes
it is that wild. Like, I've had to ask my kids, where'd you learn how to type? I had to take a class, and they're like, Dad, everybody types. And I'm like, where'd that come from? But it's, I get it.
That's true. I remember having to go to typing class in high school, and now the kids just automatically they're typing because all of the keyboards are on their tablets and their phones, and it's like second nature to them, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Andres, and I'll talk to you again on Friday, okay?
Hey, you can tell how small the population where I live is that we've been on the phone for 30 minutes.
I love it. My day goes faster. So, yeah, we'll talk more on Friday. And in the meantime, stay out of trouble tonight, okay? Okay, I'll talk
to you
soon.
That's in my past.
I know. Okay, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.